Stain.
The Capitol riot, the dirty little secret about law enforcement and extremists. I'm JJ Green.
A girl in Montana sends a letter to a D.C. officer injured in the attack on the Capitol. I'm Valerie Bong.
Asian stocks higher this morning. Wall Street begins on a mixed note from Wednesday trading. Good morning. Welcome in. 4 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Trump impeached again after House lawmakers accuse him of inciting a mob to storm the Capitol.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
On this vote, the ayes are 232. The nays are 197.
10 Republicans joined Democrats voting to impeach President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy signaled support for other congressional action.
A fact-finding commission and a censure resolution would be prudent.
A Senate trial isn't expected to begin until after President-elect Biden is inaugurated.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has a message for the Trump Organization.
Goodbye to the Trump Organization. We're not doing any business with you.
New York City is canceling Trump contracts to run two ice skating rinks and a carousel in Central Park and a golf course in the Bronx. The mayor says the president's conduct inciting the violence was, in his words, a criminal act which allows for termination as agreed upon in the contract language. CBS News has learned that military-style tactics were used by groups during last week's assault on the Capitol. CBS's Catherine Harris.
These tactics are routine for law enforcement and the military in hostile environments to clear a room or reach mission objectives. CBS News has learned these tactics were witnessed both inside and outside the Capitol building.
A member of the Houston Police Department has been put on administrative leave for penetrating the Capitol last week. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo.
I can't tell you the anger I feel at the thought of a police officer and other police officers thinking they get to go storm the Capitol, or members of the military, or members of the Secret Service.
President-elect Biden wants another round of coronavirus relief shortly after taking office. Reporter Bo Erickson.
CBS News is told Biden wants to pass the COVID relief package with bipartisan support instead of relying on a special budget process that would only require majority support by Democrats. President-elect Biden is expected to outline his COVID relief proposal publicly on Thursday.
The relief bill is expected to cost trillions of dollars. New federal research shows elementary and secondary schools do not contribute to the spread of coronavirus. Health reporter Sabrina Cupid.
A new report finds that a return to in-person learning has not led to a rash of community outbreaks. CDC looked at 2.87 million cases among people under the age of 24, and they found disease rates in counties where in-person learning is available for school-age children and adolescents is similar to areas where classes are entirely online.
This is CBS News.
I'm Martin Schwartz, president of Vehicles for Change, here to thank the hundreds of superheroes who donated their cars to Vehicles for Change. Thanks to you, more than 250 worthy families get to work, take their children to after school, recreation, and athletic activities never before possible. Your donated car may already be on the road with a proud mom behind the wheel. Still have a car to donate? Visit vehiclesforchange.org today. You too can be a superhero, and you will maximize your tax deduction.
WTOP at 4:03. It's Thursday morning, January 14th, 2021. Partly to mostly sunny, another spring-like day today. Nice. High of 55, 30. You're waking up to right now. Welcome in this Thursday morning. Thank you for taking us along for your early morning ride. Topping the news as we head into this day together. Metro making major service changes ahead of the inauguration next week. At least 13 rail stations that are inside the security perimeter will close, most of them days before the swearing-in ceremony.
11 stations will shut down on Friday, and two more, Metro Center and Gallery Place, will close on Saturday. Trains will pass through these stations without stopping, and all 13 will stay closed through Thursday of next week. All trains will run on a Saturday schedule starting Friday and continuing through the day after the inauguration. Changes also start Friday on Metro Bus. 26 routes will be detoured around the security perimeter through Thursday of next week. And Metro says if security needs require them, there may be temporary station closings and bus detours. Read about all the planned changes at WTOP.com. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
And if you spend any time downtown right now, you'll see and feel security continues to tighten leading up to the inauguration.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says starting now, avoid the central business district.
That includes the inauguration perimeter, the White House, the mall, the Capitol. Individuals entering the perimeter may be subject to screening and asked to describe their essential business.
Airbnb's canceling and blocking reservations in the metro area. It's not clear what will happen with hotels.
We'll have a lot of people in town just supporting the security apparatus. We are trying to understand and balance the need for housing.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
WTOP News time 4:05. The union representing D.C.'s hotel workers is urging local hotels to close ahead of the inauguration, citing both the pandemic and heightened security concerns. In a statement, Local 25 makes an exception for any hotel hosting security personnel and says any hotel that does stay open must allow all workers to stay home or leave work if they feel unsafe. The union represents about 7,200 hotel workers around the region. Two off-duty officers have been charged in federal court for their involvement with the U.S. Capitol riots last week. Jacob Fracker and Thomas Robertson charged with knowingly entering a restricted building, violent entry, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Rocky Mount, Virginia officers were arrested this week on Wednesday. Fracker and Robertson were allegedly photographed in the Capitol building, making an obscene gesture in front of the John Stark statue that's located in the building. After watching a D.C. officer get injured during the attack on the Capitol last week, a young girl in Montana wanted to do something.
Donna Jablonski had television coverage of the attack on the U.S. Capitol on mute in the background at her home in Billings, Montana, when her 10-year-old daughter Emma suddenly stopped to watch.
She immediately started to cry.
The video that caught her attention was footage of a D.C. police officer being injured. Emma said she wanted to write him a letter.
She said, "I want to let him know that I care."
Jonna reached out on Twitter to see if she could get the officer's name to send him the letter and got in touch with D.C. police. Her post went viral. Emma was even able to talk with Officer Daniel Hodges on a video call.
We just appreciate that officer already going through what he did and being able to reach out to Emma.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Here's Michael Beckley, the founder and chief technology officer for Appian, on IT modernization requires BPM and low-code automation for lasting success. Sponsored by Appian.
We have an entirely new approach now for modernizing those mainframe systems, retiring those mainframes, modernizing legacy. And it doesn't require you to do a costly migration of all that information before you can get value. And that's called low-code automation.
Listen to the entire discussion on Federal News Network. Search Appian.
Need help accelerating your IT modernization efforts? Look no further. Appian is the leading low-code provider for the federal market, helping agencies simplify application development and leverage existing IT investments to deliver new solutions. Appian's secure, reliable, and scalable FedRAMP-certified